Welcome to this week's episode of the Edges and Sledges Cricket Podcast. We are truly getting to the middle period of the IPL and things are heating up. We've seen record scores, we've seen centuries and losses, we've seen return to form. But DJ, most importantly, we've seen some fantastic social media stuff. Yesterday, I woke up in the morning and I saw MS Dhoni on a bike singing this song called, what is it? Bole Jo Koyal, Bago Mein. And for anyone who's not seen this, basically for the last couple of years, there was this engineered video of Dhoni dancing in like private space on a totally different song, which people put on this Koyal song. And then last year, the year before, like DJs are playing the song when he's entering the stadium. And what better way to shut up the trolls than to come out and make an ad about it where Dhoni's singing it himself. Now, when I sent it to you guys, Ashwin's first reply was that this is AI generated. DJ, did you think that too?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fake because it was too accurate as his voice, right? I'm like, he's so off key and he's singing a Falguni Pathak song from 1998. Like most of our listeners, I don't know whether they've even heard this song.
Falguni
before,
right? Pathak, as you rightly said.
Dhoni Pathak. But it was quite something. It's a cycle ad, right? But that's besides the point.
No idea what the ad is about. Just watching Dhoni.
Great advertising.
It was too good, man. But so lots has happened since we last left off. So we recorded last Monday in the daytime. And so the game that was on Monday evening was that Mumbai Indians versus Rajasthan Royals. DJ, Mumbai Indians 125 for 9. As I look at the scorecard, Bolt, Rohit Sharma 0 for 1, Naman 0 for 1, Brevis 0 for 1. Is this just like, and you know, I swear I remember seeing a caption before the match started that said, will Bolt take a wicket in his first over? This is just par for the course, right?
Well, it is, but what the scorecard doesn't tell you, Varun, is what went on before the toss, right? And Bolt came and destroyed them. Nandrib Burger came in and destroyed them. It was just a walkover. But what went on before the toss actually probably had quite a lot of bearing on that performance from the Mumbai Indians. Now, as you know, and we talked about this last episode as well, Hardik Pandya was bored when he went to Ahmedabad. He used to be captain of Ahmedabad, all of that stuff. But he came, this was his first game coming back home to the Wankhede Stadium. And as he comes out for the toss, Sanjay Manjrekar is there with him. Sanju Samson's there, the Rajasthan Royals captain. Sanjay Manjrekar introduces Hardik Pandya as the Mumbai Indians captain and urges the crowd to give him a round of applause. And what he gets instead is booing from the Wankhede crowd. And he tells the crowd to behave. Now, I'm going to leave off here. Tell me what you think about that. Is, firstly, why the... are they angry at Hardik for taking captaincy, grabbing captaincy greedily from Rohit? Are they angry at the management? There was quite a lot of Twitter back and forth we had on this. People are like, the fans have the bigger stake. They are angry at the management. They are taking it out like this. But isn't it going to affect a guy who's taken over captaincy of a franchise? He used to play for this franchise, he's played with lots of success, won lots of trophies for this franchise. He's come back, he's become the captain, he's also an India player. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed this now, man. It's just before, it's just...
It doesn't die, but it just doesn't end. Die.
And that's why you made a joke that's rightfully said that in the next Mumbai game, they basically filled the stadium with all the young children.
All the school kids.
Who are just so excited to be there.
Like, the teacher will come and shout at them if they... Yeah. Like, they have to behave, right? Hashtag behave. It's taken it to the next level.
Hashtag behave. Yeah, it's just... There was a Harsha Bogle video that I saw this week as well. And he actually articulated the same way we did, which is... You're CEO of a mid-sized company, or you're doing well in your larger company. The mid-sized company invites you to be their CEO. You go there, you do well, and then the other company has to come back and become CEO. You're not going to say no, right? How many people are going to say no? That's exactly what we said on this show a couple of weeks back. So I don't think he's doing well. I think there's a lot to be said about his captaincy, his batting, and his bowling. But that is different, man. You can talk about anyone. Maxwell is in the same boat as others, and people are just not doing well. That's very different to this kind of toxicity. So I hope it's getting put behind them. As we're speaking and recording this episode, Mumbai is playing Delhi, and I'm pretty confident Mumbai is going to win this. So let's hope that at least a win starts to turn around for Hardik Pandya.
Yeah, and I mean, he played a nice knock there. He got 34 of 21, I think, again. And he took on Trent Bolt, tried to turn the tide. Those boos turned to cheers for a little while. But that's the fickle nature of the crowd. They're just having fun. For them, it's not like a player. It's just like they've gone out on a Monday evening or whatever it was, and they've had a go at a player, because like, how can Rohit Sharma be removed from captain? Hardik Pandya is this, Hardik Pandya is that. Bahut ego hai. I saw some videos of fans leaving, and they were being asked about what they thought about this, and they were like, this guy's got so much ego, he needs to give the captaincy back to Rohit. I mean, but when Rohit Sharma wasn't doing well, people were talking about his captaincy as well. So I don't know what the Mumbai fans want, but I mean, somewhere deep down inside, kind of watching this and enjoying the implosion of this fan base that has been like, we are five-time champions. So
yeah, and today, in fact, as we're recording, right, today is the day where Sky comes back into the team. And so I saw this tweet which said, you know, Surya Kumar Yadav comes back into the team. And people are replying saying, which side of the team is he coming back? Right? Like, so it's going crazy. It's really exploding. But yeah, DJ, there's not much to write home in this game. Tilak Varma tried, but played a very different knock given the situation. His strike rate was just about 100, 110. Hardik Pandya tried, and nothing really clicked. They got to 125 in 20 overs. And Rajasthan Royals then came out, and obviously at 125, given what we've seen in this IPL, you're just going to assume that they're the favorites. But they made a meal of it too, right? Like 127 for 4 and 15.3. So they got there within the right amount of overs that we would have expected. But apart from Riyan Parag, I don't think anyone really stood out there. So credit to him again, coming in at number 4, 54 of 39, really steadied the ship. And think about it, right? Jaiswal, Butler, Samson all got to 10, 12, but nobody sustained. So the total was low enough for a Riyan Parag show at a half century to win it. But it was the first time I kind of saw that, you know, this RR team, which is top of the table, has that little bit of weakness. And if you can penetrate their top three, you have a chance. Right. So overall, I would say, yeah, a bit of a disappointing game from a fan's perspective, but RR collected those 2 points. Mumbai's continue to stay at the bottom of the table. Let's move then to the Lucknow versus RCB match. Now, this game is all, last couple of years has been heated, right? Because of the Gautam Gambhir and Kohli debate and all of that. But this year, it was, I think, very, very kosher, very friendly. LSG kind of relied very heavily on De Kock, 81 of 56. I didn't take him in my fantasy team, unfortunately, and I chose to go with Rahul. But De Kock, man, he hit 8 fours and 5 sixes. DJ, this guy's retired from international cricket. Is he just like now enjoying himself and playing franchise cricket, opening the batting, taking advantage of power play? Like, I thought it was great to see him.
Is he retired from international cricket or ODI cricket? ODI cricket,
I think. I think T20 as well, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, I thought he retired from ODI cricket because our World Cup was his last thing on that front. But yeah, it was interesting. He kind of, guess he played the anchor, but he did well.
Yeah, you're right, longer. It's ODI, yeah.
Yeah, and Rahul was the impact player on this one. That I found a little bit interesting because you knew from ball one that he would be out, right, after he finished batting. So that was amusing. Also, we forgot to talk about how Brevis was the impact sub in the Mumbai versus RR game.
So many,
and he got another duck on the first ball, which is legendary. I mean, talk about a use of an impact sub. These guys were pretty clinical with the bat, to be honest. They won the toss and they decided to bat, I think, in this game. And yeah, put on a good total.
Yeah, and RCB kind of doing what RCB does best. They're chasing 181 They look to the top guys to really give them that start, but nobody got off to a start. Even though King Kohli is in pretty good form, he only got 22 that game. Faf got 19, and Faf, I just feel he's very, very badly out of form. He's due for a big one. He's somehow not being able to take advantage of the power play that like he has in the previous couple of years. And again, RCB is a team that just relies so heavily on their top two or three that if they don't click, or what we'll see later in this podcast, if they don't score at pace, the rest of the team just crumbles around them. Now, I saw an Ambati Raidu interview or on Star Sports, and they asked him about why RCB is not winning.
And he said the same thing you said that in the preview, actually.
Yeah. So did I? Okay, that's good. I
didn't, you were like, for 16 years, it's been the same.
Yeah. So he said for 16 years, it's been the same. And he went one level deeper. And he said that essentially you buy the big names. You want these big names to bat from overs 15 to 20, right? Whether it's batting first or chasing. And then you keep shifting this order around because Kohli and Faf or Kohli and Gale or anyone has batted till over number 10. Now let's maximize it. And then what's happening is between over 15 to 20, you've got your Rawats and Lumrors and Patidars and Dinesh Karthik to take on and soak all that pressure when all the international guys are back in the pavilion. So that really resonated with me, right? Why are you trying to bat Maxwell at 3? Why are you trying to push him up the order, depending on overs? Just give him that role. You come in when it's 15 overs, you have 5 overs, just go ballistic and get us home. I think that resonated with me a lot. Mm. But other than that, DJ, there's nothing to write home in this except the Mayank Yadav show.
Mayank Yadav show again.
Part 2, man.
Yeah.
He got Rajat Patidar. He got Maxwell. Maxwell had no idea what was happening. He got Cam Green and that.
And what ball, a ball.
That, yeah. Ball to Cam Green was the best. So let's talk about Mayank Yadav a little bit.
I mean, unbelievable, right? Like, it was kind of up to him to show it wasn't a fluke, right? The first man of the match performance that he put in on his debut. And even his first ball, I think, was the ball that Faf hit and ran, which sounded like it was completely out of random panic and got run out. It was off Yadav. And then he just bowled, and you could see Cam Green trying to like do different things. This guy just keeps hitting that length, keeps hitting that line. He's tall, he's fast. I think you said he had a Prasidh Krishna-like action. What a find. And the best thing about Indian fans is like, oh, make sure he doesn't get injured. I mean, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Dude, you're saying make sure he doesn't get injured. People are like, put him in the World Cup squad immediately. Like,
but you know what? That's not a bad shout.
I get it, but it's been 2 games. What I'm saying is I hope he does go to the World Cup because raw talent like this should go. Sometimes you don't want to spend 3 years grooming them. You need to get harness what they have. But yeah, that's just the cycle.
What did he bowl at? 156 point something? I don't know what number he hit exactly. But it was extreme pace, and I think he already has the maximum number of 155 plus deliveries ever in the IPL.
In just 2
already.
Games?
Already. In 2 games. He's bowled like 8 overs, right? And what is that, 56 balls? He just bowled just over 50 balls. And it's not even over, it's 48 balls, right? It's 6 overs. 8 overs is 48 balls. And I'm trying to think of others that have come through like that. Naseem Shah reminds me of like young 17-year-old. This guy's a bit older, so he's got like more work behind him. But he's an outside shout for the World Cup squad. I mean, I don't know whether those pitches will suit him, but pace is pace, man. And like, it's very exciting to see someone like that when he comes up. As an A-side, the Pakistan team is being trained by the Pakistan Army at this point. Have you watched those videos? Sorry, we're just like all over the place.
Yeah, but with like rocks climbing up the mountains and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, these guys are cricketers, man. Why are you making them climb and jump onto mattresses, climb over ropes and like all of this stuff?
Their shins and feet will probably be very, very messed up at the end of this exercise.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, that's a wrap for the game. It was like the Mayank Yadav show, two matches, two player of the matches. Now, DJ, first time in the history of the IPL, there was a scheduled match on Wednesday, but it just got skipped. So I guess we also skipped covering it, right? So we skipped the Wednesday original planned match and we have to go to Thursday. So is that right? Was there a match? Did a match happen? There was
scheduled. It was definitely not a record-breaking match, is all I can say.
Jeez. I was trying to skip this one because it was so painful.
But I can't, yeah, KKR, you love the KKR team. So we've already had tweets in from our listeners asking us to talk about the KKR versus Delhi Capitals match. I'm glad that you're here to cover it with me. This will be fun.
Oh, man. I think, you know, Delhi had just defeated Chennai. And I got a little bit of confidence. You know, I'm the guy on this podcast who said we'll come 10th. But we beat Chennai. And so
with confidence, that also.
And I kind of let myself go a little bit. And I was like, oh, are you guys nervous about tonight's game and stuff? Like,
did you send them the Russell being bowled by Rabada?
No, I did gift. Not. Because I not knew this year. That some shit is going to go down. And so I refrained. And so basically, yeah, I kind of just was doing a little bit of chabi and saying, are you guys nervous? Are you guys nervous? Knowing that I'm going to get like... You
know, by the way, Warner's just got out. So
yeah, I saw.
In the Mumbai game.
Yeah. And so this game starts and the game ends in like three overs because Sunil Narayan has just found a way to take the game away in three overs. DJ, I don't know if you remember the score. I'm trying to look for it, but
they made 272.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of the power play or the first couple of overs. I mean, Phil Salt got out at overs 4.3. And the score was 60-1. So these guys were going at 15 runs per over.
Yeah.
And at that point, you had just lost the game because Sunil Narayan got 85 of 39 balls with 7 fours and 7 sixes. DJ, talk to us about just two things in this, right? One is Sunil Narayan, and the second is this guy called Ankrish Raghuvanshi. Looked phenomenal. Reverse sweeping for 6 in his debut game for the IPL. Yeah.
I mean, Sunil Narayan is no stranger to the Delhi team. He's smashed us even in his worst period with the bat. He was still scoring 50s against Delhi after being promoted. I don't know how that works out, but it does. Raghuvanshi looked pretty well put together. I mean, he got what was his... strike rate. I'm just trying to look that through. Yeah. He had 54 of 27, 200 strike rate. Very decent. Narayan went casually at 217. I think he was 0 of 5 or 6 balls, by the way. He kept swinging the first 6 balls. The ball kept going over his thumbs. And then he's like, okay, let me just recalibrate. And then once he recalibrated, everything just went out of the park. It was pretty insane to watch. His highest ever T20 score, Sunil Narayan.
Yeah.
And then he just didn't, he just got like casual and walked off and it was okay.
Which is what he is about.
Yeah. But in comes Andre Russell then and he's like, okay, if you think you can hit the ball, I can hit the ball even better than you. He gets 14 of 19, so just fails to beat Sunil Narayan's strike rate. And it was basically like, it was just carnage. I mean, yeah. Rinku Singh comes in at one point.
Rinku Singh had 325 strike rate. He had 26 of 8 balls.
Yeah, but at one point it looked like Delhi was going to, and I was like, okay, at least it won't be a record breaking score. They were looking like they were going to end up at 230-ish, 240-ish, something like that. And then Rinku goes wild and ballistic. And then the 277 that had been set like a week ago looked like it was going to be in danger. And I was like, please don't let us be the team that has the distinction, I guess, of being the team against which the highest ever
score was put up. What happens is, over 16 years, people don't remember who's come 10th, right? Because we've come 10th a lot. But somehow people will be like, did we come 10th? Did we come 9th?
But people remember 49 all out.
Yeah, people remember that. People remember who gave 277. And so I'm just really happy that it wasn't a record.
This is a medium total, 272 for 7.
Yeah. So I mean, there's nothing to talk about, DJ.
But Mukesh. We are playing Sumit Kumar. What is up with Mukesh? What is up with him?
Why do we? I don't know. Injured, no Kuldeep. Why do we have the core Indian youngsters who are all collectively just not performing at the level of any?
Because we get them, we train them for 2-3 years, and then we send them somewhere else to do well. We do that with the foreign players. Look at Trent Bolt. Look at Quinton de Kock. Look at Shashank Singh, who we'll talk about just now. Yet another great Delhi player.
I can guarantee
if Abhishek Porel goes to Mumbai, he will be the next Ishan Kishan.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, so there's something wrong. I mean, I think we're hearing about a mega auction next year. I'm desperately hoping for that. I think
Can we auction Ponting off?
Yeah, I think everyone's talking about it. I just don't want to see that bald dude at the auction ever again from Delhi Capitals side.
Who is?
I don't know his name, but he's always there. He's always smiling, and he thinks like, you know, he high fives as if he's got the best deal. And then comes out with this team. And then, of course, so the one is him. The second is Ponting. And the third is the players. Absolute disaster.
Sorry, now, but I don't want to distract from this. But my favorite moment about this is like, I wish Delhi Capitals someday win the IPL just to see Ganguly take off his shirt and go. Like he did on the Lord's balcony all those years ago.
Ganguly's not sticking around that.
But Ganguly and Ponting are sitting in the dugout. What are they talking about? What do you think those guys talk about?
I don't know, because they are in their time. They are the two most like prime alpha captains.
Right? Yeah.
So can you imagine sitting outside and watching this shit show and then like going back? What are you going to do? Like, are you going to slap somebody, beat somebody? Are you going to give medals in the award room for, you didn't get 277, so congrats. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we got 166, Pant scored a 50, of which it was basically Venkatesh Iyer won over. He's like, chal bhai, tereko form mein lata hun. 28 runs. Pant got 28 runs out of his 50 runs in that one over. So
yeah. So, I don't know, man. Just disaster. So
pathetic,
on that note,
to be honest.
Last word, pathetic before our break. We're going to take a short break and come back right after this. Welcome back after the break. We've got the next game this Thursday, which is Gujarat Titans versus Punjab Kings. Now, there's only one thing to talk about, so I'll let DJ do that, but let me run through it quickly. Shubman Gill, 89 of 48. Great. I mean, he was not out. I was hoping he gets that 100, but very, very good innings from him and supported really well by Sai Sudarshan. Like, I am a fan of Sai as well. Both Sai and Tilak are guys who really, really have impressed me. And then Tewatia ends off. I think Tewatia got those last few balls, which worked out well in favor of the team because he got 23 of 8. But 287 strike rate. This Tewatia just, I don't know how he does this. Every year he does this in 2 or 3 games. And that's the value, right? That's what you are holding a guy like him in the team for. But DJ, let's talk about the Punjab chase. So Dhawan gets out early. And Dhawan is the core of that batting lineup. Bairstow, 22 of 13, goes for it. I think this team has showed time and again that they're going to continue to go for it, right? They're not going to play that anchor role or slow down. Noor Ahmed bowls a beautiful delivery to get him out. Prabh Simran comes in. I think Prabh Simran has also done very well, 35 of 24. Sam Curran and Raza, the two international players, absolute disaster. And then walks out this guy called Shashank Singh. DJ, talk us through a little bit about Shashank Singh.
Which Shashank Singh do you want me to talk about, though? Isn't that the main question?
The real Shashank Singh, please stand up. Why don't you give a quick recap on what happened at the auction, what happened in the match, and what's been happening on social media after that?
So, what ridiculously, like, 3.5 months ago when the IPL auction took place, a player called Shashank Singh came up for sale. PBKS bid for him, got him. Then the auctioneer moved on somewhere else. But then they raised an objection saying, this is not the guy we wanted. We wanted someone else. And obviously the hammer had come down. So they were like, no, sorry, you've got this guy. Then they went on to social media and clarified, no, this is the guy we wanted. Which seemed a bit kind of crap after they said, no, we didn't want this guy. We wanted this other guy who was, I think, like an all-rounder, right?
It's like they waited for the decision, and then after that, they're like, oh, yeah, this is what we wanted to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, imagine going through all of that, and if you read his Cricinfo IPL, his profile, it's actually been updated after this knock and saying he's best known for playing this knock, 61 of 29 in IPL 2024. And then he describes him as a journeyman. That's kind of like a pretty, like, I don't know, it's a pretty deflating thing to say about this guy. He's been with the Sunrisers, been with Rajasthan, started life in Delhi Daredevils. Imagine, of course, everybody must pass through there.
Also, right? He's been around for a while.
Yeah. But of course, nobody's nurtured him until now. So he plays a knock from hell. He just basically, these guys were nowhere. I think their probability of winning by WinWiz or whatever it's called, or Win Predictor, was 4% when this guy came in the last three overs. And they got like, I don't know, 50 plus runs in the last three overs.
Yeah, I think
so. Smashed it.
Joined by this guy called Ashutosh Sharma, who, again, I haven't heard of. Jitesh Sharma also, 16 of 8. So, like I said, everyone just decided to go for it, right? And with Shashank Singh at the middle, it just worked.
No, it was great. I mean, it was a pretty good redemption arc, right, for this guy who was like, maybe not going to be part of this. He's now played a knock, which he'll remember. But we haven't seen a lot of this. Like, to make your name like a Tevatia, who we were just talking about before, you have to do it over and over again. We've seen him do it once. So let's see if we can do it again.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, he definitely play, and I hope he does it again. And he was really sporting, man. And after that on social media, there have been all these jokes about kind of he's got a mark on his cheek and he's saying, Shashank main hoon mark.
Mark
idhar. Like from the Andaz of Dabda. So that was great to see that kind of sporting spirit. Next game, little bit boring. CSK versus... No, this was not boring. I can't believe I almost said it was boring. This was
why? Because it's a Hyderabad match. You found it boring?
I looked at CSK and versus who, and before I could stop myself. But anyway, 165-5.
But are you going to make a public apology number two in consecutive years for dissing Hyderabad?
I think I did it last year and they ended up 10th. And... So I'm
premature apology.
I'm gonna hold my horses right now.
Okay.
So DJ CSK, after the last match when Dhoni kind of blew everything away and we forgot that Delhi won. Everyone thought Dhoni has won.
This game, Dhoni Capitals.
They come out and kind of nobody went got going. I think Shivam Dubey is the name that stood out for me. 45 of 24, and he's standing out more and more as these games progress as the batsman for the Chennai Super Kings. But just nobody got going. Daryl Mitchell is finding it hard. I thought he would be having a bumper season at the IPL. I don't know if it's the kind of pitches or he's coming in later than he would like. But, you know, I hope he picks up. Dhoni did walk out, made one of two balls. And, of course, the crowd went crazy. I think if the decibel levels were so high that Pat Cummins was like talked about it after the game, saying, I don't think I could hear myself. But
yeah, but he likes silencing big crowds, right?
And at all the press conferences and stuff, people are like saying silence, silence. So I can see him laughing. And I mean, he did.
He's earned it. Cup.
Yeah, exactly. So Hyderabad come out. Travis Head, 31 of 24. Decent. I mean, gets the start that they want.
This innings was only about Abhishek Sharma.
Oh, man. 37
he went
of 12.
Nuts. It was great to watch.
Striker of 308. He's just... It was
there was fantastic. A point at which I thought he's going to equal the fastest ever IPL 50. He was just swinging.
Yeah.
And the ball was just flying. And wait, let me just check. Who did he play for a few years ago?
Oh my God.
Guess? You want to guess?
Don't... Are you serious?
Do you want to guess? Dude. Abhishek Sharma. Delhi Daredevil used to be a Delhi Daredevil.
Are you sure it's the same guy? Because these are generic names, right? Shashank Singh, Abhishek Sharma.
He blitzed 46 of 19 balls in his IPL debut against RCB, but spent only one season in Delhi because his training was over and we had to send him somewhere else.
Jesus. Sick. Oh my God. But yeah, he was.
Delhi's becoming like one of those small football clubs that like send.
Train and then you send them.
Train and send them up to like the big league.
Terrible, just terrible. And so he got them off to that power play start that is just hard to kind of come back from for the opposing team. Makram 50 of 36, very measured innings, the kind of innings that you needed on this pitch. They did lose a few more wickets than I was thinking, and it took a longer time to get there in the 19th over. But man, 2 points is 2 points, and I think they were very, very happy with that. So CSK now actually two losses on the trot. And I think Ruturaj is going to be under some pressure tomorrow because they take on KKR, who have been in red hot form, right? Let's come to the weekend games. Saturday is not a doubleheader. I'm always
looking. Yeah, what's happening?
I think there's just enough time, I guess, they've built in this time. But I really wait for doubleheaders, and it's quite sad that there's only one now. Because every year it's always been kind of two doubleheaders over 2 days. So Saturday, RCB versus RR. DJ, again, I know we're kind of running a little bit short on time. So I'm just going to ask you, two Centurions in this match. One got 158, the other got 167, but ended up with 113 or 72. Let's talk about the Virat Kohli debate. There is nobody around him supporting him. Yet, there is a question being raised about whether the way he's batting is causing the others to fail. I don't know where I stand right now because I've been reading so much stuff. I am of the opinion that I think Kohli has done a great job and the others haven't. But, you know, let's hear your view on this.
It's a tough one. The two points of view are pretty simple, right? Like one being you can't score at that rate and expect everybody else to do the heavy lifting. The other point of view is, but nobody else is scoring any runs. So you need someone to hang around to do the batting for those balls. And it's the classic debate that Ashwin and I had back in 2019 when India lost the World Cup semi-final. And I was like, how can you blame Dhoni if he's the only guy hanging around there till the end? When no one else has done anything and you're 5-for-3 and 25-for-4 and 91-for-6. You can't blame the guy who's actually around there doing the work that he failed to get you across the line. This is kind of the batting first version of that argument where you've lost only 3 wickets. You've scored 100 and whatever, 15, 13, I don't even know, something over 110. It was a good knock. I mean, I enjoyed it because aesthetically watching King bat is great.
Yeah.
The others get 59 or 48. You've got the likes of DK sitting in the dressing room because DK didn't get to bat, right? So, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, but that was their choice, right? Like, again, it's... You pushed Maxwell up again. Again, Maxwell failed. You brought this new guy in. Like, you're trying too many things. There's no clarity.
Yeah, but there's no Rajat Patidar. There's no Dinesh Karthik. Rajat Patidar, remember, scored an IPL 100. He's not a joke. Awesome. And he was coming into form also. He scored some runs in the game that they lost. I mean, DK's fantastic finisher. And why is he batting below Saurabh Chauhan?
That's what I'm saying. Some of the stuff doesn't make sense. Like, you're willing to be flexible in your batting order by pushing Maxwell and Green up, but then you're not doing it by pushing DK up. Like,
But then if your bowling attack is fine, and maybe they can try and defend it, but even that's not the case, right?
Yeah, I sent you that screenshot, right? Reece Topley, Yash Dayal, Mohammad Siraj, Mayank Tagar, Cameron Green, and Himanshu Sharma. That is the bowling lineup of RCB.
See, but honestly, also, let's be honest, like, it's okay RCB is losing, right? Because then if RCB win an IPL before Delhi, it'll be sad.
Yeah.
So it's okay. We're okay to watch RCB lose. And the reels that come out of that are even better. The best reel, by the way, I'd sent it to you. It's the one where they've taken the ZNMD, the three guys sitting around a table. And Abhay Deol, they've AI'd his voice to say, "Hum yahan pe kyun aaye hain? RCB ka match live dekhne aaye hain." And Hrithik Roshan loses it. He's like, "What is this?" And then one guy goes, "E sala kap namde?" And, you know, he like hits a paranakar when he's drinking the wine. And the wine falls.
I will check it out.
I'll put a link in the show notes. It's too funny, actually. Raj, the ZNMD RCB read. Listen, content-wise, RCB is awesome. No, you have to give it to them.
King Kohli-wise, also RCB is awesome. But I was just thinking, even if you combine the Delhi best players and RCB best players, I still don't think they would qualify for the playoff as a combined team. That's like, it just hit me. Like, that's how bad both teams are.
Oh, man.
And RCB has been fairly consistent. But
no, but we like their fans and we are happy with them.
Oh, man, we love RCB. It's just we love RCB. Them because they are also in the same bucket as us.
RCB.
RCB.
But the reel also addresses that ladkiyon ne jeeta hai.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Too good.
Perfect. So I think that's it, because the next game is the one that's happening as we're recording. DJ, very quickly, Mumbai got to 234 for 5. They should have been wrapped up at 195.
Sick.
Nobody, like Rohit and Ishan got them off to a great start. I think both going at over 180. Sky comes back in, gets a duck. Hardik Pandya plays at 118. I don't know what he's doing, but only he knows what he's doing. Tilak Varma, now no longer the number 3 or 4, gets out early. Tim David and Romario Shepherd. Dude, firstly, Tim David is a great buy for Mumbai Indians. I think he does well almost like one every two games.
And he does the job that Kieran Pollard used to do.
Exactly. He does that job. Which is
without the bowling and the...
Yeah.
The excellent fielding.
But they've now talked to me about this West Indian batsman they've got who...
Romario.
Andre Russell just came in and...
But Romario has played. No, he's played LSD and Sunrisers previously. He's like a known guy.
Oh, yeah. So
he
so,
bowls also. And I think he took a wicket also out today.
Like this, but maybe he has.
No. He wasn't, but yeah. I mean, they bought him this season in a trade. Or maybe in the mini auction. Yeah. He just came and took Nokia apart in that last over. 4-6, 4-6. Every ball was a boundary.
Yeah.
And honestly, Delhi's bowling was just single, apart from Akshar. It was just the same thing. Just run in, bowl fast, get hit, turn back, run in, bowl fast, get hit, turn back. Akshar was the only spinner, right? Like, because Kuldeep had a groin strain? I know you were making some jokes about this earlier.
Me?
That he had too much spare time.
Stiffness in the groin.
Listen, keep it clean, man.
Yeah, he did have stiffness in the groin. Nothing I'm saying or you're saying different.
Okay. No, but it was just a single pace bowling attack. Yeah, I'm just looking at it. Lalit Yadav bowled one over, and that's not the same class as Kuldeep, right? So it was Khalil Ishant, who looks done. He bowled that great yorker to Russell when they were like,
he should have just
300 for one or whatever.
Bowled that yorker, just dropped the ball and left cricket.
Yeah, just dropped cricket. But he's been bowling since 2008. It's done. He's been bowling as long as I've been working. Longer than I've been working.
That's crazy.
I was in college when Ishan Sharma was bowling to Ricky. Jan 2008. I started my first job in September 2008. I've been working in this job for the last 16 years. Oh. Ishan Sharma is still playing. So, but then we got Jai Richardson. The great Jai. Jo chahe ho Jai. Coca-Cola, enjoy.
Just a team of...
It's too much.
Has-beens. Already,
average has-beens. Wow.
I am... surprisingly, we've covered quite a lot of games in the 40 minutes. Do you want to take us away with the end, and then we can look forward to kind of next week's show, where I think Ashwin will be back and we'll be covering next week's IPL.
Yeah, of course. Guys, also don't forget the Surf Excel India contest, which is send in your pictures of you in a jersey with the hashtag SukhaDagOut. That contest will run for another couple of weeks, so make sure you're sending in those pictures on Instagram at Surf Excel India and One Tip One Hand. So make sure you send those in to stand a chance of winning some cricket equipment and some Surf Excel liquid, a supply of detergent. So yeah, a couple more weeks of that to go. Now, that's why I was saying keep it clean, right? So
yeah.
We've got a squeaky clean image. We just need to maintain that.
Perfect. That was great timing after what we just discussed before the end of the show. But that's it this week. Thank you, DJ, for joining me. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.